This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin vowed Saturday that Washington would not stand for any coercion and bullying of its allies and partners by China, while assuring Beijing that the United States remains committed to maintaining the status quo on Taiwan and would prefer dialogue over conflict. Austin spoke at the Shangri-La Dialogue, an annual forum bringing together top defense officials, diplomats, and leaders in Singapore. The Israeli military said the gunman who killed three Israeli soldiers near the Egyptian border on Saturday was an Egyptian policeman. It said it was investigating the incident in full cooperation with the Egyptian army, and soldiers were conducting searches in the area to rule out additional assailants. The gunman was killed in an exchange of fire, the Israeli military said. Russia is saying that Azerbaijan and Armenia have made significant progress in talks designed to unblock transport links between the two neighbors, which are at odds over the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Nagorno-Karabakh is in Azerbaijan, but populated by ethnic Armenians. Moscow, Washington, and the European Union are all trying separately to help ensure permanent peace between Azerbaijan and Armenia, who have fought two wars in the last 30 years. In 2020, Azerbaijan seized control of areas controlled by ethnic Armenians in and around the mountain enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. Since then, it has periodically restricted access to the only road linking the enclave with Armenia. Russia has traditionally been the main power broker between Azerbaijan and Armenia. They both lie on the southwest edge of the former Soviet Union. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
This is VOA News. No more survivors have been found in the wreckage of a train that derailed in eastern India, killing more than 280 people and injuring about 900 more. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
People cry out for oxygen as they hurriedly carry an injured passenger on a stretcher into an ambulance. Under the blackened Indian sky, chaotic scenes erupted as rescuers climbed atop the wrecked trains to break open doors and windows using cutting torches. The accident in Odisha, about 137 miles southwest of Kolkata, is one of India's deadliest train crashes in history. 10 to 12 coaches of one train derailed, and debris from some of the mangled coaches fell onto a nearby track. The debris was hit by another passenger train coming from the opposite direction, causing up to three coaches of the second train to also derail, according to authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
Alleging political bias, lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump have asked a judge to recuse himself. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Within hours of his historic arraignment this spring, Donald Trump labeled respected jurist Juan Manuel Merchan a Trump-hating judge. Trump's lawyers have now doubled down on the claim and asked Judge Merchan to step aside from Trump's New York City criminal business records case. They also say Merchan has a conflict of interest arising from his daughter's work for some of Trump's Democratic rivals. They also say Judge Merchan tipped the scales in two other Trump-related cases by involving himself in plea negotiations for Trump's longtime finance chief and requiring him to testify against Trump's company in exchange for a five-month jail sentence. The decision on recusal is up to Judge Merchan himself. I'm Norman Hall.
Ukraine was high on the agenda in talks in Toronto between the prime ministers of Canada and Poland. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Warsaw has positioned itself as one of Kyiv's staunchest allies. Poland has NATO's longest border with Ukraine and has been the main route in for weapons and out for refugees. Canada has also been a strong backer, providing military support to Ukrainian troops who are receiving training in Poland. The Polish public overwhelmingly supports Ukrainians in their war with Russia. An Ipsos poll said 82% of Poles think NATO and the European Union should back Ukraine until it wins the war. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.